It's now time for the Minden Newsbeat, presented by Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive in Minden.
Minden City Police report the arrest of Conmac Moore, age 63, of 408 South Street, who was booked for theft and resisting an officer. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for domestic abuse battery with child endangerment. State police report several arrests on drug charges following a traffic stop on I-20 in Webster Parish. Jose Ramirez Garcia, age 60, of Modesto, California, was booked for distribution or manufacturing of marijuana, conspiracy to distribute a controlled dangerous substance, and a traffic violation. Also arrested were two passengers in the vehicle, Marcelina Guzman, age 25, of Modesto, California, and Carlos Ramirez, age 33, of Modesto, California. Each were booked for distribution or manufacturing of marijuana and conspiracy to distribute a controlled dangerous substance. State police report 50 pounds of suspected marijuana were seized in the vehicle during the traffic stop that occurred at mile marker 47 eastbound of I-20. Cullen police report the arrest of Dieterman Lewis, age 21, of Cullen, who was booked on a warrant for aggravated second-degree battery, and was also booked on other warrants, including domestic abuse battery with child endangerment, domestic abuse battery, and simple battery.
You're invited to come by Hebert Town and Country Ford Lincoln on Industrial Drive. See the great selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles now in stock. Check out the full selection of 2021 Ford F-150s. Plus, you'll find great auto servicing, parts and accessories, and a full collision center. Family owned and operated. Come by today. Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive.
The Dixieian Council meeting is scheduled for 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Village Hall in Dixieian. On the agenda, a number of departmental reports. Ordinance amending ordinances providing for the establishment of service charges and rates for water, sewer, and garbage services, and additional water, sewer, and garbage regulations for users of services in Dixieian. A proposal from Hope Contractors for a generator for the Village Hall, Police Department, and Fire Station. Capital outlay and amend the budget to cover additional cost by using either unreserved funds or sales tax savings. Will approve the Love Louisiana Outdoors application. Advertise to hire full-time, part-time police officer. And discuss a resolution assessing a collection fee in an amount not to exceed 30% that's been referred by the municipality to a collection agency. The Bossier City Council administrative meeting will be today at 3:30 at the City Hall in Bossier City. On the agenda, a hearing to review recommendation of removal of dilapidated structure at 1268 Dudley Lane, a removal of dilapidated structure at 1316 Beverly Street, removal of a dilapidated structure at 722 Garden Street, and a blight hearing for 4724 General Ewell Drive, all in Bossier City. At last week's meeting of the Bossier Parish Police Jury, the jury agreed to table until November 17th approval of a site plan for Swan Lake Commercial Division Unit Number 2 at the corner of Swan Lake Road and Duckwater Landing, approved a plat of proposed development of Edgewater Pass Subdivision off Legacy Elementary Drive, approved an application to the Bossier and Parish Metropolitan Planning Commission for conditional use approval for the sale of high and low content alcohol for off-premise consumption at a proposed convenience store at the southwest corner of Swan Lake Road and Duckwater Landing, approved a plat of proposed development of Turtle Creek Subdivision Unit 3 off West Lakeshore Drive behind Turtle Creek Subdivision Unit 2, scheduled a public hearing for December 1st to consider reducing the speed limit on Myers Road from 25 to 10 miles an hour. Consider approval of a plat of proposed development of Henry's Way Subdivision off the Adner Road. Also consider application of C.A. Bass to the Houghton and Metropolitan Planning Commission for conditional use approval for proposed 300-foot telecommunication tower in West Bossier Parish. Agreed to a condemnation of a property at 3402 Pine Haven Circle in Houghton. Granted a 30-day extension on property at 115 Flag Drive in Houghton. Approved applications for renewal of Bossier Parish beer and liquor licenses for 2022. A resolution approving holding an election in Northeast Bossier Fire Protection District 5 on March 26th to authorize continuation of a special tax. Appointed Jerry Greer to the East Central Bossier Parish Fire District 1 Board of Commissioners to fill the vacancy created by the death of Grady Lee. The term expires December 31, 2022. Ratified acceptance of a proposal from Arpeggio for professional services relevant to revisions on the Bossier Parish Noise Ordinance. Approved a joint cooperative endeavor agreement between Bossier City and Bossier Parish in connection with the care and housing of stray animals. Declared various highway equipment items and parish vehicles as surplus to be sold at auction to be determined at a later date. Declared various Consolidated Waterworks Sewage District 1 in Bossier Parish vehicles as surplus to be sold at auction that will be determined at a later date. Approved a change order for a project for proposed street improvements and paved roads. Set a public hearing for December 1st on approval of a plat for Hanson-Cosier partition and agreed to withdraw a 60-day moratorium on fracking operation within prescribed distance of subdivision in the parish. Flu vaccinations will be offered Wednesday from noon till 6 p.m. at the Webster Parish Health Unit at 1200 Homer Road. The flu shots will be free even if you don't have insurance, and it's open to the public. Walk-ins are welcome. You are to bring your private insurance card, Medicaid, or Medicare card if you have one. Also from the Webster Parish School Board, the North Webster Knights football team will participate in the first round of the state playoffs. The team, spirit groups, coaches, and many fans will be traveling to Vacherie to support the team to face St. James High School Friday. And there will be a need for additional buses, drivers, and staff. A number of schools will dismiss at 11 o'clock Friday morning, including North Webster Upper Elementary, North Webster Lower Elementary, North Webster Junior High, North Webster High, Brown Upper Elementary, and Browning Elementary. All those schools will dismiss at 11 o'clock Friday morning. The City of Minden has announced a fall cleanup campaign scheduled for November 29th through December 4th. A meeting is scheduled for Monday, November 15th at 4 p.m. in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall to discuss the fall cleanup campaign for Minden.
You're invited to come by Hebert Town and Country Ford Lincoln on Industrial Drive. See the great selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles now in stock. Check out the full selection of 2021 Ford F-150s. Plus, you'll find great auto servicing, parts and accessories, and a full collision center. Family owned and operated. Come by today. Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive.
The Minden Newsbeat has been a presentation of Hebert's Town and Country Ford Lincoln, 405 Industrial Drive in Minden.